Blackstone Audio presents The Man Who Went Up in Smoke by Mai Cheval and Per Vallu. Translated from the Swedish by Joan Tate. Introduction. I first went to America in 1979. I had to buy another holdall to bring home the books. Discovering dedicated mystery booksellers was a bit like going to heaven without having to die first. There were so many crime writers whose books were available in the U.S. only, ironically some of them British, and in those pre-internet days, the only apparent way to acquire them was physically to go there and buy them, which I did, in industrial quantities. Among the books in the holdall were 10 paperbacks in the black livery of Vintage Press. They comprised a decalogue of crime novels written by the Swedish husband and wife team of Mai Cheval and Per Vallu. They'd been on my must-read list since I'd read about them in Julian Simmons' definitive overview of the genre, Bloody Murder. He said, they might come under the heading of police novels, except that the authors are more interested in the philosophical implications of crime than in straightforward police routine. They are markedly individual and very good. I suppose it was a bit of a gamble to buy all 10 on that recommendation alone, but it's a gamble I've never regretted. Reading the Martin Beck series with 21st century eyes, it's almost impossible to grasp how revolutionary they felt when they first appeared almost 40 years ago. So many of the elements that have become integral to the point of cliché in the police procedural subgenre started life in these 10 novels. So many of the features we take for granted and sigh over in a world-weary way have their roots in the work of a couple of journalists turned crime writers. In the mid-60s, when Cheval and Vallu started writing, there were plenty of examples of the police procedural novel around. Going back to the golden age of the 1930s, Nio Marsh's Inspector Allen and Freeman Wills...